Hello, everyone. Josh Stewart here with a little Anchor exclusive quick hit, a little post-show episode. I'm just recording this on my phone. Like the ad said before, you can use Anchor to start a podcast. This is not part of the ad. This is just me telling you that that is all for real. If you want to start a podcast and you are looking for the quickest way to get started, sure. Start with Anchor. You don't have to buy any extra equipment. You've already got a phone. This is a place you're listening to podcasts anyway. You can get it out to all the different podcast distribution channels, such as iTunes and Google Play or Google Podcasts or whatever they're calling that now, and Stitcher and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all of those places. This is a one-stop shop. And, you know, the audio quality when you record on your phone with no other microphones or anything like that is not quite as high as you can get in other ways, but again, ease of use, why not? So, yes, if you're a beginner and wanting to start a podcast, I will absolutely endorse Anchor for that. I use it as just another way to get my podcast out there so that more people can hear about craft beer in the Houston area and go drink it and make friends and enjoy it and have a little bit better life. That's the whole point. And I'm going to speak on that for a second because, man, just recorded episode 211 out at Battle Hops Brewing in Katy, Texas on Old Katy Road there with Jessica and JD, and it was fun. I don't know if I ever am able to really articulate how much fun I have with these episodes. It is just a lot of fun. We have the best community here in the Houston area, in the craft beer world. Just good people. It's just good people. And the beers are great. The beers are a bonus, really. The people are the best part. But the beer's good, too. Don't get me wrong. I love the beer. Also at Battle Hops, they had some nitro coffee. JD hooked me up before the show. And it was one of those deals where yesterday, ground up the last batch of coffee beans. Didn't even think, you know, hey, we need to buy some more coffee before in the morning. And then woke up and just in a panic. And I was afraid that episode was actually going to be really, really difficult because I am addicted to coffee. But luckily, he had a delicious cold brewed nitro coffee, iced coffee for me, and perked me right up, got me through it, gave me all the good feels, all in my tum-tums for a good audio pod. Anyway, that concept of combining two things like that, board game cafe is kind of where they saw the idea, and then add a brewery on. I like that a lot. I want to see a lot more of that. I would love to see. I've always had an idea of maybe doing like a brew and bowl, bowling alley with a brewery in it. Why not? I mean, what else could you put a brewery in? Anything that's really fun. Arcade, you know, Brash kind of has an arcade. But anywhere where you can combine games and then brewery. I think that board game is great. The board game concept is great because you are sitting at that table. And as we were doing that podcast, can't wait. Someday I'm going to add audio or add video to the audio. But that's not there yet. If you go subscribe on Patreon, we'll get to that closer. It's a couple $1,000s to do the setup we're wanting to do. So more supporters we get, the faster we can add that awesome video to go along with our luscious audio. Anyway, that's a shameless self-plug there. Or maybe just begging for money. Yeah, I'm a podcasting hobo with the sign that says, we'll podcast for money. But anyway, sitting across from people, playing games, putting your phone away. I mean, as you listen to this on a phone, but I'm saying just like constantly scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or whatever, just for the 18th time in the last hour and a half, or Reddit or Twitter, the dumpster fire that is Twitter most of the time. Put that away and just sit there and talk and have a real conversation with real people. There's something to that. And then you throw beer on top of that, and you're just over there giggling with people as you're playing a game. That's pretty special. So I highly recommend checking out Battle Hops. And, you know, if you have the bonus of when they have somebody there good to eat, you know, something that you like Cuban sandwiches like they talked about, or gourmet hot dogs, or, you know, it's just awesome where we are with food trucks and stuff. So I'm gushing a little bit. But it really is a good deal. It's a good deal. So anyway, look behind the curtain. Well, we're already back here. So I'll just give you the full frontal. This was recorded on Tuesday, and tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to Whitmire's Distillery, just off 1960 in Houston, over by Willowbrook Mall in that area, talked to Travis at Whitmire, Travis Whitmire at Whitmire's Distillery. So it's been a long time since we've done a distillery show, and I'm excited to learn more about whiskey and bourbon and gin and some of the things that they offer there, and to hear Travis's story. He's a vet, and by all accounts, I've not met him yet in person, but everybody I know that knows him says he's a real stand-up guy. So I'm again, another episode I'm really looking forward to. Coming up later, let's see. Well, later this week for Liquid Lunch, I'll go ahead and give you a little Liquid Lunch update. Humble Beer Works will be on the show. I think he's going to be in studio. That's a Kennedy. Kennedy's got more of the details on that one. But yeah, so that'll be fun. So join us Thursday at noon if you enjoy all this beer talk. And then what else we got going on? Oh, we're going to go out to, where are we going? We got, I got an episode of Backfish coming up in another couple weeks. Where else? There's some more. I've got three or four lined up. So, you know, there you go. A lot. But anyway, just wanted to, this is getting a little long already. Nah, I'll wrap it up here, but, just visit a brewery nearby. But if you get a chance and you're out in Katy, go visit Battle Hops. And you won't regret it. And thanks for listening. And apparently, these recorded back to the Anchor thing. These recorded right into Anchor. Get more listens and get more of that cash. Yep, all that cash. I'm hoping to break $2 before the end of the year. So you too can make money podcasting. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a blessed, wonderful, and beer-soaked evening, day, week, month, and year. Goodbye.